Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wrestle me, Mark.
Wrestle me, Pete.
We are covering WrestleMania 28, and we are having a lovely time doing it. If you want to find out what's happening with CM Punk and the Pipe Bomb promo and extra email specials, we're going to be doing another show about...
Merchandise. Expensive merch.
Expensive merchandise.
What is wrestling's most expensive merchandise?
Hey, we'll tell you. Overall, it sounds like I'm about to do a thing for... What's that? Really?
What?
Only on Really.
What's Really?
Is it a TV channel
a TV
where they
channel?
Have those sorts of, you know...
Oh, it's like BritBox.
Hi, I'm
if
the...
If you're
I'm
a bit the... Brexit and you want to watch Only Fools and Arses all day, go to BritBox.
I'm Bomb Tut Excavator. Is that sort of thing. I've been in this barn, there's a right tut in here, and I'm going to excavate it out. How much is that worth? Could be 30 quid.
Yes, if you want to hear a lot of that, head on over to patreon.com/WrestleMe. Ad-free WrestleMe's. You've got, not only that, you've got a newsletter
every month.
You've got an extra show. An extra show, at least, at the very least. We've been chucking in extras left, right and centre, guys.
Right.
And you get all four, sometimes five, maybe three sometimes, if it's a particularly
short
WrestleMania.
We have to go back to WrestleMania 11 for one of them.
Yeah, okay, fair dues. Well, you get them all at the same time, so you don't have to wait for the next episode. You can have it all in one nice big chunkalunker.
Oh, but I like hearing it week to week. I couldn't have it all in one, because then what I'd listen to for the next fight, you'd listen to the new stuff that we put out.
There's more stuff than you
Come
can ever handle.
On. Think this through.
Your cup overfloweth, my friend.
I mean, I'm very excited that we're going to... I think we're the only people really at this point who are really devoting podcast time to discussing things like the Southern Boys and the underlying racism of that gimmick. Who else gives you that? Nobody.
Nobody. Just us. Patreon.com/WrestleMe as we head into this WrestleMania 28.
Part two. We are on match two. This is Randy Orton versus Kane. Have I found a Randy Orton match I quite enjoy?
I like this one, to be honest.
Good,
I like the outside WrestleManias. I mean, the last time I saw Randy Orton, he was kicking someone in the balls, which kind of links in quite nicely to a lot of people who I must give props to. Chris Smith was one of them, but there was quite a few other people recommending the Twitter page that just does animated GIFs of Rick Rude getting atomic drops.
Yeah, Rick Rude sells. Really, really
Rick
good.
Rick Rude selling, getting hit in the nadgers is excellent.
Oh, it's really good.
If that was just his life's work, that would just be brilliant.
And I think that's big enough that it's the sort of thing that will go into a list of, you know, the craziest sort of thing that came out this year. But it's a lovely thing where you just go, actually, what it is, of course, is a celebration of Rick Rude, a man who, you know, he died quite a long time ago now. There are going to be generations of wrestling fans who have never seen his work, and that just gives them a bit of Rick Rude. And I think, you know, what you see, of course, is he's known as one of the great sellers, you know, and he's also known for the open-handed slap that knocked people out, which I would love to see that. Nothing but that on a Twitter thing.
Oh, I would love to see him absolutely beating the shit out of men in bars who've looked at his wife.
Yeah, slightly overweight men as well, so that when he slaps them, their sort of faces, you know how like, sometimes in Japanese wrestling, when you see strong-style wrestling, really stiff moves and things, they'll get get it at the moment where the move has been hard enough to actually move the flesh of the face
before
just
the
away from the skull, yeah, before it bounces back. And you get these pictures of just people sort of who look like they've been dragged along glass, essentially, you know, flat glass. Like really sort of bob, bob, bob. That's
lovely.
What I'd like to see on Rick Rude's hand.
Oh, and then I'd like to lick his abs.
Always too far.
And eat his trousers.
We miss you, Rick. Kane is in his welder period here. He comes out wearing his big old mask. He's got.
Yeah, what's it? I don't know. What happened to you? What happened to you, Mark?
Think this might be tied in with a horror film he may have been in. I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a long time after See No Evil. I think that was 2006.
Right.
Maybe it was 2010. Who knows? No, it must be 2006. We saw it ages ago. But I think he's sort of got that slight. I'm a horror character,
yeah,
and this is a change in what it is.
Yeah, okay, right.
Quite no. Yeah. I quite like
I
that,
like
the
it.
Hat.
I like
your big hat.
Like your brother.
Yeah.
He had a big hat.
Do you make it yourself, do you? I'm just making a conversation.
Is it carbon fiber or metal?
Is it heavy? Dig in.
Have you got the protected straps and trying to cut into your mod?
I was thinking, you're just horses suddenly, you sod a bit of that, you'd be able to... this is also a weird era for Randy Orton's look. So we're sort of in... What he looks like in this is he comes down with the lights behind him and the sort of lights on him.
Mm.
He looks so much like a rendered character from like a PS4 game.
Yeah,
he looks so unreal.
Yeah,
he's also in his skinny period at the minute, and it's sort of he just looks too smooth and
shiny.
Really, really odd. It's worth watching this back because for a moment you do sort of go, "Is this going to be a bit where he comes in and it will say, you know, presented by WWE 2K?"
Oh, right,
18
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
About, yeah.
But you just come in and you go, that's a real man. How is that happening?
He's so shiny.
It's weird. this match, I mean, it is the only match of the night where someone in the crowd begins to chant boring.
Right,
boring.
Okay.
It is mental, isn't it, that you go to WrestleMania and you've paid a lot of money for a ticket. And the third match, and one of them is 18 seconds, the other one's got the colons in. And you get to the third match, you're just going, do you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to chant boring. Boring! Nobody else does that in any other facet of work.
Maybe he was talking about Kane's mask and whether he had to bore holes in it to allow the leather straps to attach to the back of his head. Because we were going to go to WrestleMania this year to celebrate the start of the Patreon. We were going to do a little kind of like on the road kind of diary thing. We probably end up doing that next year or not. I don't know what the fuck's going on with the world. But the wrestling tickets out in the, out in the nosebleeds aren't as expensive as you think, but I'm certain if I was shouting boring, you wouldn't be able to hear me in the crowd. But these people have spent a lot of money, if you can hear that from...
But it's amazing, isn't it? It's sort of like, you know, everyone's trying their best. It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, you're fans. It's sort of not really about... To some degree, and this certainly becomes the case in later years, everyone at WrestleMania is very much like, well, we're just here because this is our sort of Glastonbury. We all come here. Yeah. This is the thing it builds up to. Everyone goes to WrestleMania, even if you don't like WWE.
Yeah.
You go to WrestleMania and you see the stuff all around and you have great fun and there's fans and there's merch. It's all great fun. It's a celebration of wrestling. At this point, there's just... if this poker got to the fucking theatre, you know, and you've sat there and you've sort of gone, I've watched what? This is probably 16 minutes in.
I mean, you might be
boring.
You might be sick of Randy Orton, but Kane's just been in ladder matches and like fucking Royal Rumbles. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw him do something by himself.
No, exactly. And they
and he's got a new mask.
I know. It's not boring at all. It's actually very good.
You've just had a fucking VT with fucking Team Laurinaitis or whatever they're fucking called. Biff Tannen and the fucking Miz. David Otunga's beautiful voice.
More David Otunga, please.
He's got a lovely voice.
I liked it when Kane won, and I liked it because it seems like a long time since Kane's won a match.
Mm.
And I like the fact that Orton got beaten. It's sort of something that you suddenly realise only when he gets beaten, you go, gosh, yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd, I guess, knew where the finish was going to be. It was like, a big chokes off the rope. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Look,
it's meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. Nice meat and potatoes, isn't it?
It is.
In the sun.
It's what I choose every time. If someone's like, do you want, you know, you're going to have some fish, you're going to have salad, meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes,
but overjoyed. Oh, we've only got rib of beef and roast potatoes. Well, oh, good news.
Good stuff. Lovely old job.
Lovely. Little advert for the deadliest catch here.
What the fuck? Where the fuck did this come from,
How
Captain Mark?
How much did they pay for that, eh?
No, I mean, not enough I mean, for the set.
I can only presume it was some kind of tie-in. Sometimes WWE is on a channel, and
right,
maybe it was like the old NXT or the, you know, the ECW thing. Whatever it is, it always smacks of them trying to do a deal for, you know, we'll take that
on
our show.
We'll put it on Discovery. Yeah.
But this bit, Deadliest Catch, they don't just sort of go, you can see the Deadliest Catch. They name the station it's on, Discovery.
Yeah.
And then they start talking about Tuesday, April the 10th is the new, and it's so heavily handily done.
Yeah.
Heavily handily done.
Heavily handily done.
Hello, I'm heavily handily done. This has Santina Marella and Mick Foley, and Santina Marella is working
I'd like you to not criticise. I'm just passing a card from my wallet.
Is this the
wallet.
Work card of contingent worker Pete Donaldson?
I am technically an employee or independent contractor for the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Tell
me all about the Deadliest Catch.
Well, the Deadliest Catch, I don't do a lot of the Deadliest Catch. It's more Alaska-based programming. The people who look after Railroad Alaska, on the edge of Alaska, the homesteaders who live off-grid.
I believe
surviving
Deadliest
Spring
Catch.
To spring.
I think it is the sort of thing that is filmed off Alaska. I think it's the fishing fleet.
They're always in the Bering. They're either looking for gold or opals,
yep,
or fucking fish.
Do you know what I call fish?
What?
Gold of the sea.
Gold of the sea.
that's rich breathing sea gold.
So what I'm saying is that the Discovery Channel has got tomato. And I would like to talk about D-Max's fantastic project, D-Player.
I'm going to say, I don't think there was ever any WWE stuff on Discovery. So whether this was like a paid for...
Oh, they must have spent an absolute ton on this. So you've got... I don't know who these...
A fisherman
from the TV show Deadliest Catch, which by this point will have been running for a few years. It was a very popular product. And
Santino Marella and Mick Foley.
Yeah, so there's a Captain Terry, so presumably
He's the fisherman, the real one.
And it's so badly done.
Oh.
It's so badly done. Mick looks great.
Yep.
Lovely to see Mick looking healthy.
Yep.
And then Ron Simmons, which I think Ron Simmons appears and obviously goes, says,
Damn.
I think he should be in every kind of wrestling venue just in case anything goes shit. And he should just come out and say, damn.
Because the only thing that saves all of the... I totally agree.
It was terrible.
I've written down that I forgive any segment that Ron Simmons wanders into, because just when it's tail spinning, you just go, oh, good, there's an out I like.
Yeah.
Good, got it, brilliant. I mean, why on earth this isn't an annual tradition that whatever they do, because it's always those bits are so hokey.
Yeah.
Just always have Ron Simmons on call. I want to see him here now for the rest of his life.
It's
just coming in like an elderly old man.
Head through the ring. Going, bam!
Or just, I mean, look, in 10 years' time, him staggering in with a walking cane, just, you know, and just, bam! You know, it gets better with age, if anything. What a fucking...
Jiminy cricket.
We then have to look at some National Guards. That's the sort of next bit. And this is all feeling, again, like a little bit of... You know, there's undercurrents going on which aren't wrestling, which is sort of, you know, the army are paying to be on the thing.
Yeah.
And that's all gross. Intercontinental Champion Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show.
Mm.
Again, like Kane, they're sort of rewarding a bit of long service.
Right.
They set up that Big Show has always had disasters at WrestleMania. He's not won very much.
Mm.
He's lost to Akebono. He's lost to Floyd Mayweather Jr., two men who aren't really even proper pro wrestlers.
Yes.
Akebono obviously went on to have a pro wrestling career after his sumo days, but he was a one and done in WWE, Akebono.
Mm.
Although he did actually wrestle on some Japanese house shows. I feel like I have to mention this because
someone will pick up on me.
But
the thing is, though, Mark, I've not is that they don't.
No.
And that's what worries me about your life.
I am so far out on a limb. The things that I get nervous about people noticing is I'm just on my own. Even Akebono going, oh, right, yeah, no, I'd forgotten those. Yeah.
you should be studied.
You make one mistake and don't correct it, and they come on like a pack of fucking jackals.
You should be studied as the man with the most unique anxiety. It's about Akebono.
Yeah. Well, look, I think it's very important that, you know, I don't. I don't even know where I was going with that. I had no... I think it's all silly.
Part of the wheel. I'll just sit down and watch a great show about men fishing on the Bering Sea.
The important thing
is... Some of
them
lose their lives.
It's real or it's not. It doesn't matter. It's just fun. Just listen to it. Relax, right? They do make a big mistake here, though, which is that they show losing a lot.
Yeah.
And they have clown music over it. And it goes a little bit too long.
So Cody's
supposed to be showing it.
Yeah, because it makes it... Because they showed Big Show having a shitter, showing his arse, cut his cheese kind of like a bottom because he's a fat man, and just the, you know, and it's supposed to be made like Cody's edited it, but they don't make that clear enough,
no.
And it just made it look like they were just really laughing at a man who'd given the best years of his life and ruined his body.
Do you know what you should have done after that? You should have had Big Show comes out or appears on the screen and he just goes, oh yeah, well, do you know what? You think that. That's great.
Here's my bank account.
Here's the flip side, and this is what you're going to get. And you show him being absolutely fucking devastating. Yeah. Instead, he comes out all smiles.
Yeah.
He's doing what I call the Big Show here, which is he's like the Netflix character, The Big Show. Yeah. He's come out in a beanie, and he's smiling, and he's waving, and he's a big, gentle giant.
WrestleMania,
He has a thing that says behind him on the screen, it says, go big or get lost, right? The phrase is... Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Right? That is not trademarked. Go big or go home. That works. Go big or get lost.
Go big or get lost.
I can't, I'm not going to go big. Get lost.
It's a solution to a hedge maze. Because if you go big, you can look over the hedge maze.
That is true. Yeah. I imagine that's the reason they put it in. That's why they changed it.
I'd like to see Big Show in a hedge maze.
I don't feel go big or go home encompasses mazes. Right? Change it. Get the best guys onto it.
They must have done that. Like, they must have had Hornswoggle and Big Show at a fucking stately home.
Absolutely.
In a fucking hedge maze in one of the British
Brilliant.
Shows.
Brilliant. They will have had a bit where someone says...
I don't know what the problem is, Big Show saying, I can get out of this well easy.
There'll be a bit as well where one of them goes, you know what we need to do this is, you know, get on someone's shoulders and have a look over the thing. And it'll cut back to Big Show on Hornswoggle and him going, I don't see how this helps. Can we write the Big Show season 2, please?
and then it goes black and it goes, Hornswoggle's body was never found. Because he died in a hedge maze.
His body remains there still. Brackets, emergency services could not find the way out. or where his body lay.
But we can confirm that his skull was grubby. grubby little skull.
It was brought out by a pigeon. We saw it being lifted, but then it was dropped back into the maze. We're actually in a worse state than ever before. But on hot days, you can smell that he's definitely dead.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cody is weirdly invisible in this match. He's doing really everything perfectly right, and but this is a match that is just all about Big Show. The commentators are all talking about Big Show. When Cody attacks the show, everyone is very quiet in the audience. They just don't. I don't know, they don't kind of gel well together. Cody seems like he's trying really hard, and Big Show seems to be like, this is just a bit of a joke.
He looks like he's in a different... like
two different matches, stitched together like a cut and shut, like a car.
You know, Big Show gives him the what do you call it, stink face, where you rub your bum in
Yep.
I just think Big Show's too... he looks too clean-looking to look disgusting.
True.
He's not disgusting.
There's nothing repulsive about just being big.
No, he's actually... you know? I think he would have excellent...
How is that weird thing? It's sort of a Vince McMahon thing. You know, tall people, disgusting, no personal hygiene. What are you talking about?
You've been eating Ica Pro for the last 40
years. That's just wrestlers, Vince. All the big people that you meet, they all stink. Everyone here stinks. It's the 80s and this is wrestling. It stinks, mate. It's not the tall ones. Look at the short ones. They stink just as bad, sometimes worse.
And nobody can smell anything because their nose is ravaged by cocaine.
You're not smelling the people, you're just smelling really rancid petroly cocaine. the show wins with his knockout punch. He finally has won a singles match.
I tell you what, though, I have to give props to the camera work on this WrestleMania. I don't know what it is, but they cut at the most perfect moment for that. Cody sells it beautifully. The camera cuts so it doesn't look like it's, you know, punches look shit. But it was fantastic.
Good. Cody's good on this, but oddly, just the two of them, there's just no fire to it. I don't quite understand quite how that happens. I think it's just Big Show comes down too happy and too smiley and too warm, and it stops Cody seeming like a threat in any way. And then it's like he's just like, oh, here's the match. I'll either win or I won't, but I don't care.
And Big Show has, when he obviously he's so happy and he's kind of, he looks pained because he's won something, and it's supposed to be a big thing, but it's a big thing that was invented about 5 minutes ago because the match is so short. And he looks, Big Show, when he's sort of sad and a little bit kind of emotional, he looks like that meme of the old man, Hide the Pain Harold. He looks like he's that Eastern European bloke who was on and he sort of always looks a bit like, I'm using a computer, but I don't know how.
What's interesting about this was supposed to be, this match with Show would have been another one in his long line of celebrity encounters that invariably they had him lose. So in 2011, so that was, the year before, Shaquille O'Neal retired from pro basketball.
Right.
And Shaq has always been a big wrestling fan. Mm. He did some work with sort of WCW over the years, but only sort of, you know, hands-off sort of distance stuff. Largely sort of Dennis Rodman was the first NBA star who was at his peak when he came into WCW.
Right.
I say at his peak. He was also at the peak, I think, of his substance abuse issues. but there's Shaq has always been, because of his size and his fame, he's always been one of those people the WWE has always wanted to do. Mm. He's appeared at Raws over the years. He had a skirmish with Big Show back in 2009. At a Raw, and they basically kept approaching him over the years saying, would you be interested in doing a wrestling match with the Big Show? He's a big wrestling fan, he's got a lot of charisma, and he's a legitimate 7'2". So, you know, it would be a great sort of thing. Now, WWE obviously always would want to do a Shaquille O'Neal match because you can see with things like Floyd Mayweather, that spikes, you know, the interest in the eyes, especially the sort of the publicity that surrounds WrestleMania, certainly the build-up. You get so much publicity when you have a legitimate sports star of the calibre of Shaquille O'Neal taking place. It looked incredibly like it was going to happen the entire way through. But in February, mid-February, the WWE actually put out a statement saying the match would not be taking place, that it had never really been, you know, on the card.
Right.
Shaquille O'Neal was insisting 6 weeks before WrestleMania that he was going to be taking on the Big Show. So it's very, very hard to know quite what happened. I should imagine it, you know, it's the behind the scenes, you know, contractual stuff, isn't it? But Shaq did actually appear at WrestleMania 32 in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale, where he had a face off with the Big Show.
Right.
By which point, of course, the world had moved on. But yeah, it could have been Shaquille O'Neal versus the Big Show. Instead, it was versus Cody.
Interesting.
Yes.
There you go.
You get a quick Divas match as well. Just before that, there's a little video where the Divas talk about the first word that comes to their mind when they hear the word Divas, and they say powerful. And then there follows loads of clips of them all just in bikinis on beaches doing sexy photo shoots. One of them says, I've walked the red carpet, been to premieres. That is the highest thing a woman could have
It's honestly, it's like it's
what bigger dream could a woman have?
I get paid to see the world. It's like air hostesses get paid to see the world.
Yeah,
like,
nothing wrong with air hostesses.
I've been to India. You could do that anywhere.
You've been there to work. They've made you work. You know, I was given some free bread when I arrived in the back of some horrible building. That's right. That I was told to get to at a certain time. I'd be penalised if I didn't. You know,
it was dreadful and. Yeah, I mean, we'll get onto the diva stuff, but I mean...
They are still at a very difficult point here where the rest of the world is getting more equal. I say the rest of the world, that's a complete fucking lie. Some parts of the Western world...
Of the media. Some parts of the media.
Certainly of the media. Of the liberal Western media are beginning to talk about equality.
Possible equality in the future.
One
or
day,
possible crimes of men in the past.
So, look, it's wonderful that women are allowed to teach these days, but what if a woman could do more than just that? That's what the big question is being asked. And WWE are reacting to that and they're saying, look, it's important for us to show that these women in some way know and understand what they're doing.
Yes, because... and what would Lawler find to talk about? How would Lawler... look, we've got to remember that our perfect audience is Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
And we have to tick all of the boxes for Jerry Lawler. He's brought his crown, for crying out loud. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. It really is just
and
awful.
After that piece of shit...
we thank Madonna for the official...
Thank Madonna for Girl Gone Wild, one of the WrestleMania themes. One of the WrestleMania themes. Oh, my God. Is it going to be played at the... No.
It'll be
played out of the Divas video. Where they say, thank you very much. Nobody's punched me in the last couple of weeks. And I'm grateful for that.
Jesus Christ.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's Girls Gone Wild from her... Remember that? It was called MDNA.
Oh,
so
right, yeah.
Because she's... She must have exhausted, like, gay clubbing culture by now. Like, she squeezed every last bit of fucking cash from it. She was on a fifth pressing.
Yeah, completely.
The Italians call it lampante, lamp oil. It's like it's once you've pressed it so many times, you can't use it for food.
That's great.
Inexcusably.
That is great. It's funny how, as Madonna's got older, you know how it happens with... this isn't a Madonna podcast, but not a bad idea.
But she did, like, around about this time, she went, nobody likes me anymore.
Yeah.
But I can still get played at GAY.
Yeah.
So I'm going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze.
They'll
as much as I fucking can, make some weird clouded reference. You guys still remember me? You guys still remember Vogue? Come on. Buy me record. You like recreational chem sex?
Yeah, I don't mind referencing that. I'll do that. It is horrible, isn't it? That sort of thing about you become an artist who is associated with marginalised proportion of society.
And
as time goes on, they
become
mainstream, and you're like, do you remember when you were nothing? Do you remember I was there giving it all that sort of, like, I don't hate you, and now you're normal? What, you're going to stop buying my fucking... It's funny how Madonna, of all the people like who have got to that sort of, like, older statesman sort of thing, like Kate Bush,
right?
You know, as a woman performer, your Marianne Faithfuls, you know. It's funny how Madonna is still like, I am not going to do this dignified. I am. Do you know who I'm younger than? Dua Lipa. Do you know who else I'm younger than? Everyone.
Well, the problem is, like, I think it's any artist who's had that sort of body of work in the 80s and the 90s should be very pleased. But the problem with having a career that goes on for such a long time, you become less relevant, you become terrible at your job, and it happens to everyone, from fucking Bob Dylan to Neil Young to every fucker.
Yeah.
There are very few artists who get longer than 10 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. 10, 20 years.
Exactly. It's, oh, my God.
But she has taken the piss with that shit.
Yeah, she looks a bit like Genesis Peorage as well, but Google. Sadly, lost him. Like, he's a mate. Bloke died. Yeah. Right. Okay, cool. Have we got time to do a Divas match?
Let's do a Divas match. It's only 6 minutes long.
Divas champion Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres versus Kelly Kelly and Maria Menounos.
Beth Phoenix doing all of the work in this one.
Eve Torres is very much a blind spot for me. I think I've talked about this before.
Right.
I cannot remember seeing any of her matches. Mm. I only see her in things like this once a year.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a great role to play in them.
Right,
Maria Menounos is a sort of interesting one. She was a celebrity booking. Unusual celebrity booking in that she was an entertainment reporter.
Yeah, she had E sort of.
Yeah, she had extra E News. She was a TV correspondent for Today and Access Hollywood, things like that. And so she was a sort of a well-known face in America. She was a big WWE fan, and she'd actually been doing Raw matches in sort of like six-man-woman matches. And she would be the sixth one in dating back to 2009.
Oh, really?
And so she's actually had four matches in her career, and she's never lost one. She's always been in the tag matches. So that is basically the unbroken streak.
Nice.
Is Maria Menounos.
I like that a lot.
At the time she did this WrestleMania match, she was actually on Dancing with the Stars, which is the US version of Strictly Come Dancing. And she had broken two ribs during that show. So she went out to do a WrestleMania match with two broken ribs, a stress fracture, and what I think two matches previously under her belt that were, you know, very small.
Oh, fair dues.
She's been signed to WWE as an ambassador since 2013. I think what she is classy, that you can show wrestling fans on all these mad serial killers in pickups, you know, wanking furiously over pictures of geese or whatever, you know, some horrible, dirty kink. She's nice, is what I'm saying. It's a pleasure to meet you, Maria. Sorry, I don't know. I'm just a bit flustered. But she inducted Bob Backlund into the Hall of Fame in 2013, where she actually got booed quite badly.
Right.
People, you know, she's a fan, but people didn't think that she belonged to be.
Yeah.
You know. But she was saying that she'd been, you know, watching Bob Backlund ever since she was a child.
But also, I guess, with the divas, you know, and they were divas at this point, I guess, weren't being treated particularly well. And you do sort of think that, you know, parachuting someone in to give them some kind of legitimacy when these people work a card every fucking week of
and
their
look,
life.
We're not far away from the time when the divas used to have to take on the two playmates of the year, you know, in a pillow lingerie match and things like that. There are some sort of humiliating bookings that have been done over the years. I think, you know, last year was Snooki from, you know, Jersey Shore, who was actually, you know, pretty good. But they've become that thing now where the divas will only get on the card if they can also get a bit of mainstream publicity by another person in the match. And that's, you know, the crowd aren't invested in seeing Maria Menounos wrestle. It's just a way of drumming up a thing. So you're watching a match that you can't possibly have any interest in the outcome.
Yeah, you know, Kelly Kelly does that fucking somersault off top rope. It's fucking brilliant. I mean, people can go.
She worries me when I watch Kelly Kelly wrestle. And the reason for that is because it all seems to be held together by a fucking thread with her. And I don't mean like in costume. I'm not sort of talking about, oh, she's going to fall out of her costume. She is a very fine line between, when you see her do a move, between killing herself or it being executed better than you've ever seen it executed before. And until it happens, I don't think even she knows. She does a back handspring at one point, and I think someone has to kick her in the back of the head, and the boots nearly make contact with her arse, and she just goes down, and you're sort of going, yes, so you're not confident about this. You can't, you know, react and stuff. So when she does good moves, I just go, oh, 50-50. Could have gone one. What's really funny about this, the most notable thing, is there's a bit where Eve Torres is in the corner and they do a double stink face on her.
Right.
And this is Maria and Kelly Kelly doing it. And this isn't like the bad guys doing it. And the crowd jeer when it happens. They don't like seeing it. And there's a great thing of going, yeah, the Attitude Era is long gone by this point. And we're still doing that thing of, what do they expect this crowd to do? You're trying to make wrestling come out of those smoky, you know, intimidating, you know, backwater arenas, and you're now going, it's a big national entertainment, an international entertainment product, and yet you've still got those bits where they're going, oh, look at the ladies rub each other's bums on the face of the other one, and this time the crowd are like, get rid of that shit. And I was like, oh, so proud to see a big, like a big section of the crowd visibly disgusted by it. Good. The only time that is allowed is if both partners consent and want it.
Yeah.
Right?
And they make a noise.
Not being told by some writer sitting there going, and then you're going to rub your... you disgusting people. Halfway through this match, a chant of Daniel Bryan breaks out.
Nice.
Great. He's lost in 18 seconds. We got to the Divas match. They're chanting Dan Bryan. Beth Phoenix's hair goes very big in the wind. Enjoyed that. Like candy floss. Double the size of her head. There's... what it looked like, because she's got a band across the middle, There was a period in the 80s where, very, very briefly, Hulk Hogan wore a plastic war helmet.
Oh, no.
And it looked a bit like a natural version, like it formed in the wild of the Hogan war helmet on Beth Phoenix's head. I was very pleased about that.
Oh, very enjoyable.
But, yeah, you know, look, it's a Divas match at WrestleMania. It's not there to be enjoyed.
No.
You enjoy the look of the ladies. Don't worry about the rest of it. We've got our mainstream pub. We've got to put it in. Mm. Legally, we're contracted to, because they've all been yakking on about it. But don't worry about it. It'll be a piece of shit. It'll be over in a second. Hell in a Cell's next.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my horrible CD promoter thing.
Yeah.
Just in case it sounded like I'd sort of like been having difficulty breathing. I pretended to smoke a cigarette.
You're so excited.
Yeah, Hell in the Cell next. That was it.
Oh, the real Mark just came out of my mouth like a genie.
Of all the people who you'd think after all this time would be able to convincingly make it sound like they were smoking, be able to make the noise that I made for, I'd say, the best part of 26 years. Astonishing. Astonishing.
Oh, you only make vape noises now. if you want to find out what's going to happen in Hell in a Cell match with The Undertaker and Triple H, and also a little bit of The Heartbreak Kid as well. Head on over to Patreon. You can listen to the whole thing in one big chunk. Patreon.com/WrestleMay.
There, baby.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good. Extra shows, ad-free WrestleMays, and a newsletter every month. Get in. Trust me, Mark.
Bye-bye.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.